Here's today's news from Public Sector Executive on Tuesday, the 22nd of March, 2024. Councils are being supported to make sure that the education they receive meets their needs by delivering high-quality learning environments. The Department for Education is allocating a record £850 million to support the delivery of new spaces for young people with special educational needs and disabilities and alternative provision within mainstream and special schools. More than 60,000 new places are also being created in special free schools around the country as the government aims to increase capacity after a decline in the number of pupils in special schools between 1997 and 2010. The Department for Levelling Up, Housing and Communities has announced that East Sussex is set to benefit from levelling up funding to support major regeneration plans. Town upgrades, community centres and more affordable housing will be supported in Hastings and Rother thanks to £40 million of government funding which will be split between the two towns. The investment comes as part of the government's Levelling Up Partnerships programme that sees £480 million being targeted at regeneration in 20 places in England and 4 in Scotland that are the most in need of levelling up. And in a written statement to Parliament, Transport Secretary Mark Harper has announced that the government will be willing to consider options to continue the development of northern transport options. Harper spoke about how local leaders are exploring options for making improvements to Manchester Piccadilly Station, as well as routes into Liverpool. These plans will be considered by the government as the basis for developments to NPR on the basis that they meet funding requirements and value for money. It was also announced that the government will, subject to the House of Commons, adapt the high-speed rail crew to Manchester Bill to ensure that it can deliver Northern Powerhouse Rail only, with this removing sections of the link that were included as part of HS2. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.